Leaders in the Bristol Bay Area say they're upset. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has co-sponsored a bill that would undo their biggest regulatory success in fighting the Pebble Mine project. Catherine Karsk-Allen of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association says it was an unwelcome surprise that Murkowski on Monday signed onto a bill called the Regulatory Fairness Act.
Mainly because the bill takes away the one tool commercial fishermen and Alaskans have to ensure that our livelihoods and our businesses aren't impacted by mining development in Bristol Bay.
The bill, filed 2 weeks ago by senators from Louisiana and West Virginia, says the Environmental Protection Agency can only block permits under the Clean Water Act during the permit review phase. In February, the EPA announced a temporary block on permits for Pebble, even though the mine developer hasn't yet submitted its applications. Kim Williams, director of a tribal nonprofit called Nunumta Aluxtai, says Murkowski's co-sponsorship feels like a betrayal because the EPA was acting on a request from the tribes. Williams says mine opponents already believe state regulators won't listen to them.
Now we're seeing it at a federal level where our own elected senator is silencing the people of this region who really are very adamantly opposed to the development of Pebble.
Murkowski spokesman Robert Dillon says Murkowski isn't taking a stand for or against Pebble, but she objects to the EPA's early intervention, which she calls a preemptive veto. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy said today it's not a veto, just the beginning of a process.